Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Double A, did you hear I walked the red carpet recently?
I did not.
That was my red carpet walk.
It right there, just like that?
Yeah, that's why I didn't actually walk the red carpet.
You didn't put no swag in it?
No, I was standing next to the red carpet doing interviews. But it's like the same thing.
I should have let you walk it, though.
Yeah, I didn't play for the 85 Bears, though.
Yeah, but you look fierce.
Thanks. Yeah. I got to talk to these guys, though, at the movie premiere of the ESPN 30 for 30 film called The 85 Bears. They documented the season, life after football. It was so awesome. Sweet. Let's see it.
The greatest football team in NFL history.
Go watch the film. Go look at the numbers. We dominated the game. We beat the hell out of people.
No matter how many characters you have, no matter how many crazy guys you have, if you have leadership, you have imagination, then you have a chance to have something very special.
The 85 Bears had all of those things, and that's what made them one of the greatest football teams of all time.
They were the iconic team of my youth.
And that's exactly what motivated Jason Hare to direct and produce the ESPN 30 for 30 film, The 85 Bears.
I grew up as a rabid sports fan, and the 85 Bears were the iconic team of my youth. So it's a dream documentary to be able to actually do a story about these guys and meet these guys. It's incredible.
Jason interviewed 20 people for the film. 11 were players on the Super Bowl 20 team. 11 is also the number of books Jason read about the 85 Bears to do research for the documentary.
I had a tough time getting guys to respond to calls. I mean, they didn't know who I was. They didn't know, I wasn't from Chicago. I wasn't a name they recognized. And I'm sure that there was some skepticism because the media narrative recently has been about the rise and fall of the 85 Bears.
I wasn't really sure what the narrative was going to be. I didn't know what the storyline was. And I met Jason and had a great conversation with him. And what Jason told me and the other people that were working with him is that it's a positive story.
Was there any hesitation for you to do this film?
No. I knew I was going to be the comic relief in this Shakespearean tragedy.
To help tell the story of the team that captured the hearts of sports fans everywhere, Jason reached out to Chicago native and Hollywood star Vince Vaughn.
The Bears welcomed the largest rookie to ever put on a team uniform, a lineman out of Clemson who weighed as much as 390 pounds during his college career.
Vince served as an executive producer and narrator of the film.
Chicago guy, how special is it for you to be part of this film?
For me, just being a big fan of these guys, it was, nice to just be involved. That's the other fun thing, I think, is just the joy they brought to the town, right? And all the Chicago fans that got to vicariously get to, be a part of it. It's something to cheer for. It's great.
A private screening of the 30 for 30 film was held at the AMC River East Theater in Chicago. Exactly 30 years after the Bears were crowned Super Bowl champions.
What was so special about that team that has people still talking to them?
Not ever, ever, ever again will that many characters be amassed on a team.
I think they're very authentic guys. I think there's something very transparent about them, don't you? I mean, I think that's why the country fell in love with them. I think especially if you look at guys today, they're so polished, they're so, cautious about what they say, and there was something great about this team from Chicago that really kind of laughed about stuff and would tell you what they think, and I think there's something refreshing about that.
It was a team. It really was. I know our defense got so much of the credit, and they deserved it because they were maybe the best defense I've ever seen in any era. I mean, I go back a long time to the early 60s. It was take no prisoners. I mean, these guys went out and played football, and it wasn't buddy-buddy, and they weren't patting people on the back. They were knocking them down. And that's what they did, and that's the way we played, and we were the bully on the block.
The highlights of the 85 season show just how big of bullies these guys were. But the film also shows a different side to the legendary monsters of the Midway.
My ultimate hope is that it humanizes these guys. These guys are gods amongst men, and they're seen as warriors, and they're in their pads and their helmets. And I hope that it actually puts a human face on these guys and shows you that they have the same hopes and fears as all the rest of us who happen to not be built like NFL warriors.
Warriors or humans, the 85 Bears was a brotherhood, and their bond remains strong to this day.
Hey.
How you doing?
Mike Singletary's interview was one of the most emotional and intense that I've ever been a part of. Mike is one of the more thoughtful, intelligent human beings I've ever met in my life. And as you'll see in the film, he gets pretty emotional at times, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't too. And that goes for the rest of the crew. It was quite an experience.
It was really special. Buddy was just a tremendous guy in my life. Taught me a lot. Learned so much from him about football and life.
What should people take away from this film after they see it?
Well, I hope they remember there was a great time in Chicago for the Bears and for football, and I think the National Football League too. I think the whole league benefited from what happened in '85. I think we had a national following, but we had a following in Europe and all over overseas and everywhere. I mean, but. It was fun. It was fun to see the guys and to talk and reminisce a little bit.